Well, we're into that trail. It's been 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks to Roy Rogers, Dale Evans. I hope that trail would bring you right back to BBS Radio and Radio Rodeo. Wayne Spencer coming to you from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, that's where the pavement ends and the Wild West begins. And believe me, we still have a lot of Wild West out here. Come and see us sometimes. Cheyenne Frontier Days, the world's largest outdoor rodeo, is just about 4 blocks from where I'm sitting here broadcasting today. So, again, we thank you for being a part of our broadcast as we bring you the highlights, the insights from the world of rodeo. Let's take a break and go back. Like one cowboy used to say, the Lone Ranger, yesteryear is here right now, but we're talking about the modern sport of rodeo. Now let's start with the report from the PRCA. That's the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Thanks to them and their media for giving us permission to keep you appraised of what's going on in rodeo. Now, we have an all-around champion race every year. Who is the top cowboy in the world? Well, let's take a look at those standings. We're going to go to all-around standings here, and let's see who did it. Now, last year, of course, it was Trevor Brizol. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on there at another time with the other rodeo association that's causing some problems. Or is it, hey, one day the NBA, the NFL, and the ACF, they came together. So we're hoping for that, and that's all we're going to say here today. Let's start with the ladies of rodeo, the barrel racing, the queens, the pretty ladies on the beautiful horses. Now, they circle that pattern of three barrels in a cloverleaf fashion, alternating the lead as they go around those three barrels. It is a horse race, one at a time, against the stopwatch. Who leads it right now? Well, it's little Mary Berger out of Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. So far this year, and hey, this is only, what, June 1? She has won $81,800. In second place, we have Ivy Conrado. Now, she comes from nearby us here in Cheyenne of Hudson, Colorado. She's in second place with $58,999. So there's the split between first and second. Michelle Cloud out of Whitesboro, Texas, is in third. Now, just look at this. She is about $31 behind the second place gal with some $58,958. In the middle of the pack, we've got Kelly Tovar from Rockdale, Texas. Barrel racing's a big event down there. She's in here in number 10 with $30,000. Now, here's the race I always like to watch, and that is who is the 15th and 16th placing. Well, that's the people. You got to be in the top 15 to get the World Series of Rodeo. That's the National Finals Rodeo. Again, still coming from Las Vegas, Nevada, that first week of December each year. In 15th place, we have Rachel Dice, Byron, California, with $27,000 in winnings. In 16th, trying to get up there to the top 15, Kelly Collier out of Hereford, Texas, $26,377. That's kind of the little nitpick there of that. Now, let's go to the got to get my little thing up here. I thought I was all prepared for Don. He's doing a great job. Beautiful pick on that music today. Most people end with happy trails. We ended last week. We use that happy trail to bring you back here today. Now, let's get back to the WeatherGuard Professional Rodeo standings. And in the all-around, right now, leading is a cowboy named Ryan Jarrett out of Comanche, Oklahoma, $52,000. Now, the all-around champion is the cowboy who wins the most money in two or more events. Second place, Clayton Hoss, H-A-S-S, Terrell, Texas Cowboy, with some $39,000. In third place, we have Russell Cardoza out of Terrebonne, Oregon, at 39. Middle of the pack, let's get down here a little ways. I think I saw my friend in here. Let's see. Cody Dozier is an Oklahoma City Cowboy, 18,000. Now, in the top 15, 16 standings as they battle out right now, Bart Brunson of Terry, Mississippi, 13,900. And right, barking right at him out of the chutes comes Jack Vandalarian out of Temecula, California, 12,800. Now from the all-around standings, let's go to the bareback riding. Now this is a rodeo event invented by the Cowboys. Saddle bronc riding was the first event. After they got good at that, they invented this event because they don't ride with a saddle. They have a rigging. The old-time guys, some of you young kids won't know what a suitcase handle is because you have all of those backpacks and stuff now. But they hold on to that with their free hand, with their riding hand. It could be right or left, free hand in the air. They spur up and down the shoulders of that horse as it gets its bucking pattern going across that arena for 8 seconds. Now, leading right now in that event, out of Hillsboro, Texas, with some $63,800, is Jake Brown. In second place, Oren Larson, out of Ingalls. He's a Canadian Cowboy with $57,000. Third place, Tanner Aus, A-U-S, of Granite Falls, Minnesota. You don't think Minnesota and Cowboys, but we got some great ones from there. Former world champions. Third place with $51,700. In 10th place right now, and here is a cowboy that is a story. Someday there's going to be a movie about him, I would think. And that is Evan Jane. Evan Jane is a kid who grew up in France. Got exposed to rodeo with the Disney Wild West shows that they were putting on over there some 20 years ago when he was a young kid. He came to America, won a rodeo scholarship at a junior college in Texas, finished up a college career. He now works 9 months out of the year as a shop teacher in the school system down there in Texas. Then on the weekends, he travels to rodeos. During the summer, he gets to the big shows. 10th place for the French Cowboy, $28,457. We go down the list now for the Casey Brewer out of Mandan, North Dakota. And everybody says that when they say North Dakota. I know, because I went to college there. At any rate, $19,173. But look how close the number 16 man is. That's Kyle Bowers out of Dayton Valley, Alberta, Canada, $18,977. That's the bareback riding, one of the what we call rough stock events in rodeo. Quick judging tip here. There are most traditionally two judges. Each judge can award the cowboy 25 points for his performance, 25 points for the horse. See, the horse is part of that competition. Two judges, 100 points is the highest possible score. Nowadays, you'll see three to four judges. They all have that 25-point spread for the cowboy and the horse. Then they add them up, divide, and average those scores. So with that, Don, why don't we fade back to you at BBS headquarters for a little music, and we'll gear up and come back with more BRCA rodeo results. Back to you, Don. Well, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, and we want to thank Willie for joining us with this little bit of music here tonight. Now let's look at steer wrestling, the next traditional event in rodeo. This is where you actually see two cowboys come out. They'll be going after a steer that weighs anywhere from 350 to 500 pounds. The steer wrestler, in the old days we called him the bulldogger, will slide off. He'll be riding on the left side of the steer. The other guy's called your hazer. The hazer keeps him running straight so he doesn't duck and dive to the right and keeps the pressure on. The cowboy comes out, slides down, gets an arm hooked around a horn, gets another one hooked around the nose. About 45 miles an hour, he slides off that perfectly good running horse, puts a little body English to it, gets the steer down on one side. The fastest time wins. Now, how do we give the animals the advantage? Well, there's what we call the score line. They have a rope, a mark out in front of the chute. Depending on the size of the arena, the steers get a head start. A cowboy has to stay behind what we call the barrier, which is a rope tied together with like kite string. And if the horse breaks out too soon, he gets a 10-second speeding ticket. All right, so let's see how they're doing here this week. Jason Thomas, a Benton, Arkansas cowboy. I wonder if that's what you would call a Walmart cowboy. I don't know. $45,800. $2 short of making it $46,000. Tyler Wagonsback out of Gonzales, Louisiana. Second place, $39,600. In third place, Ty Erickson out of Helena, Montana. $36,800. Let's pick somebody we know here from the middle of the pack. How about this? Clayton Moore. No, not the masked ranger, the guy that had to wear sunglasses for his last few mall appearances. It's Clayton Moore out of Ponce Coop, British Columbia. $19,600 for his ninth place standings. In the 15th place, now this is Josh Peak, Pueblo, Colorado cowboy. He is a three-event cowboy at the rodeo. You'll see him in the team roping. You'll see him in the steer roping. All-time event cowboy. He has been up there almost a all-around cowboy. This year he's in about the middle of the pack of the all-around, but right now as a header, or steer wrestler, he's in here with $17,500. Right behind him, 16th place, fighting the way to get to the top 15, Jacob Telly out of Ketchikan, Louisiana. I guess that's how you say that. He's at $16,997 in that steer wrestling. Yeah, well, they got him loaded up coming out of the rope and shoots at the rodeo. We'll go to the team roping headers and see how we're standing there. Colton, and he spells it with a K at the start. Schmidt, with a T on the end, of Barrhead, Alberta, Canada, leads this event right now with $37,700 in his tight Benton Wranglers. Clay Smith, out of Broken Bow, Oklahoma, is in second place with some $36,400. Third place, Riley Miner, Ellensburg, Washington cowboy, in here with $30,900 for third place. In 10th place right now, well, let's go to 9th place. I like this guy's name. Spencer Mitchell, middle of the pack. He comes to us out of Williams, California, $23,500 for the 9th place. Now the race to get into the top 15. Cody Snow of Los Olivos, California, $16,800. And that 16th man is Jacob Dragonart out of Statesville, North Carolina, $16,160. So not quite $700 for that battle to get to the top 15. Since we're in team roping, we're going to go to the heelers. This is the guy that has to come out, usually on the right side of the chute. He has to catch two heels with his rope from behind the steer. Pull it tight. The cowboys have to then pull their ropes tight, face off, look each other in the eye. That stops the tie. All right, nobody gets down and ties them in this event. Now, Paul Evans out of Lonedale, Missouri, is leading this event with some $37,400. Second place is Russell Cordoza. He's a cowboy coming to us out of Terrebonne, Oregon, $33,138. Wesley Thorpe, Stephenville, Texas, and you know that's where they say it, all the top cowboys come from is Stephenville, Texas, $29,428 for his third place. Let's pick somebody here from the middle of the pack. We're going to go with Tommy Zugana out of Centerville, Texas, $20,300. In 15th place, we have Jim Ross Cooper, a cousin to the famous Cooper family, another Stephenville, Texas cowboy in that 15th slot with $18,600. But coming up the rear, trying to knock him off, is Byron Wilkerson, a kid from Duncan, Arizona, with $16,500. Now that, from the north end of our arena, is the team roping today. And let's throw it back to Don there at BBS headquarters. Don, give us a little music while we regroup the paperwork here, please. That was a fast cue to our friend Don. Let's see what he has to find. Oh, listen to this. Well, we want to thank Don for going out and bringing Glenn Campbell into us with that Wichita lineman. Some great great Western music, country music, that came to us from the 70s through the 80s. Now, we're going to divert just a little bit here. One of my resource books, and I read everything I can about rodeo and cowboys, there's an old cowboy out of Texas named Bix Bender, B-I-X, Bender. He's wrote a couple books about cowboy life. One of my favorites for quotes for the cowboys is his book called Don't Squat With Your Spurs On. So I think that's an obvious picture you can think about why you don't want to squirt while you're wearing those spurs or squat. At any rate, little book, here's another one of his sayings. Timing has a lot to do with the outcome of the rain. So when you're doing a rain dance, it's timing that counts. Another one of his sayings is, every quarrel is a private one. Good thinking there. Outsiders are never welcome in a quarrel. So a little bit of that cowboy logic as we go back to our rodeo standings from WeatherGuard, and let's see what's going on here with the Saddle Bronc this week. Jacob Crowley of Bourne, Texas, leads this event with $63,005 in his pocket. Second place is Colburn Bradshaw of Beaver, Utah, with $59,700. Third place, let's look at Alan Bourne of Axtell, Utah. $51,000 for third place. Jake Watson is here from Watson Hope, British Columbia, at $44,000. Fifth place, and I wanted to get down to here. Everybody knows about the Wright family. There's like 15, 16 kids in that family, and every one of the boys is a top hand in our PRCA standings, or former world champion. So Rusty Wright out of Milford, Utah, right now in fifth place with $43,726. Now, his dad, Jake Wright, a former world champion, is in number six with $40,098. And you know, they travel together, trying to beat each other in rodeo. And that's what's unique here. These cowboys help one another compete. Now, here's a cowboy that we have talked about for a long time, Toss Muncy, out of Cordova, New Mexico. He breaks in here with 12th place, $18,400. But let's look at the 15th and 16th battle to get in the top 15. Ben Londo, out of San Luis Obispo, California, $18,022. the number 16 man, Heath, they call him Hot Sauce DeMoss, out of Heflin, Louisiana. And this is a guy that has been knocking at the championship. I've watched him twice when Frontier Days, 16th place, $17,000, and he is just getting started. Little history of saddle bronc riding. Of course, that was one of the first events in rodeo. Cowboys on these cattle drives would have to break their horses as they went up. So they got certain guys got reputations of being a good bronc buster. They got it into a contest. And down in Colorado on a 4th of July, a little over 100 and some years ago, they had the first organized rodeo ever featuring steer roping and saddle bronc riding. From there, we go back to the timed event shoot, and we're going to go to tie-down roping. Now, this is how the guys out on the ranch, you get out there, a cowboy, a horse, and you're in rough country, and you've got calves, and you've got to get out there and give them some medicine, inoculations, health checks, things like that. Well, in this good open country here in Wyoming, the best way to do it's a man on a horse and with a rope. You catch the calves, tie them down, doctor them, let them up, and let them go. So, the number one man in the world right now with $45,400 in his Wrangler jeans out of Comanche, Oklahoma, we're talking Ryan Jarrett. Second guy is Hunter Heron out of Apache, Oklahoma. Just don't you love those Western names, Apache, Oklahoma? Third place, Marco Costa out of Childress, Texas, with $39,700. Ryan Smith in fourth. He's an Oakdale, California cowboy. We don't think of cowboys in California, but you know that is great agricultural-based communities down there still. He's in that fourth place hole with $34,000. Now we go to Reese Reamer. He's from Steinert, Texas, $30,000. In the middle of the pack, we have Jared Hofstetter. He's from shallow water, Texas. And I understand there's not a lot of shallow water in Texas this week. $21,400 in the middle of the pack in 10th place. I look down here at the bottom. The 16th man, Justin Macha, out of Needsville, Texas, with $16,747 is trying to get ahead of the number 15 man, Kyle Lucas, out of Carstairs, Alberta, Canada. He's in here with $17,081. So this cowboy better have a good weekend, come up with about $400 or $500 to crack that top 15. And while I regroup here a little bit, and we're going to come back with steer roping, Don Treasurous, I'm going to go back to Don at BBS Control, BBS.com. Don, let's see what kind of music you found for us for this break. Oh, Big John. Well, maybe next week we can find out what happened to Big Bad John down in that mine. Right now, another common sense lesson from Vix Bender out of his book, Don't Squat With Your Spurs On. I say that in case a few people around the world just clicked in with us. And this is common sense for the cowboy kind of logic. And out of his little book, he says, if you're riding ahead of the herd, take a little time every now and then to make sure the herd is still there. So folks, when you're out there in front, you got to make sure you still got somebody following you. Just don't think you're the king of the road. Now we're going to go into our steer roping event. This is where the cowboys still come out and get the big steers, get them down to do the same thing, doctor them, whatnot. It comes to the rodeo arena, one guy, rope, and the big steers. And right now, Tom Fisher, former world's champion, is leading this event out of Andrews, Texas, with $42,000. Now, this is important because there's not a lot of rodeo arenas where these guys can go and compete. They do their finals right now in Oklahoma City each year. Rocky Patterson, Pratt, Kansas Cowboy, a former world champion in second place, $31,700. Now, Ben Fisher Jr., yeah, he's related to Tom, makes his home in the same zip code there at Andrews, Texas, $26,200 for his third place finish. And now a cowboy that is originally from Sheridan, Wyoming, now making his home in Glen Rose, Texas. Yeah, we're talking Jason Evans, $24,900. Marty Jones, your Hobbs, New Mexico cowboy, and boy, this guy's been going for many years. He's in fifth place, Marty is, $25,700. Then let's get to the middle of the pack where we have Jess Tierney out of Hermosa, South Dakota. Now, he is a legacy cowboy. His dad was a world champion, first champion at the five-event they used to do in rodeo down there in the Lazy E Arena in Oklahoma, Paul Tierney. He's in that middle slot, 11th place, with $17,600. Now let's go to the battle for the 15th place. And right now in that 14th hole, you have Chet Heron, another Pawhuska, Oklahoma Cowboy, 14-6. It's a kind of a three-way race right now. Dan Fisher, whereas Andrews, Texas, 13-4, and 16th man, oh God, I love this name, JoJo Lamont, out of where? Andrews, Texas, $11,300. That's the way we look at steer roping. Now, everybody stays for the last event in rodeo, and that is called bull riding. Let's see how those standings go right now this year. And the page turns. Now, here's a young man who was the world champion at the end of 2015. He goes to not only the PRCA rodeos, but the special bull riding events. The kid is not but 21, 23 years old at the top. Sage Kinsey, Strong City, Oklahoma, leads the world in his quest for a second world title, $49,800. Joe Frost of Rentschlet, Utah, $46,098 for second. Jeff Askey, A-S-K-E-Y, Athens, Texas, third place with $42,100. Trevor Kastner with a K, Ardmore, Oklahoma. He's your number four man with $40,700. Now in fifth place, Roscoe Jarbone, Plymouth, Idaho, $36,000. The middle pick here today is Bobby Welch from Gillette, Wyoming. Cowboy's been to the national finals several times, has eluded getting his world championship, but boy, he has knocked on the door several times. He's your number 10 man with $32,300. Have a good run this summer, Bobby. Now, let's get down to the 15th man, Bailey Warden, out of Charleston, Texas, at 24-9. Right behind him is the world champion from the championship bull riding series. And boy, it got right down to him and Sage Kinsey when they got his championship crowned here in Cheyenne last year at the CBR Finals. Cody Teal, out of Koontz, Texas, 24-8. So he's got a long ways to get there. We wish him a lot of luck. This CBR, we'll talk about them here in a little bit. That is the bull riding special event started by the world champion, Tuff Hedeman. So with that, find us a little jivey music there, Don, and we'll come back and talk about a little bit more rodeo. Thank you. Take it away, BBS.com. Oh, man, is Dan the man picking out good music. I just want to sit back and listen to some of it, a little variety of the tunes. As we go now, we're going to switch gears. I know it's kind of boring to a lot of folks who aren't
Royal fans just to hear those stats, but let's talk about a hero. All right? From the rodeo trail this week, another PRCA news release, we're going to talk about a cowboy who was an excellent bull rider and on his way to the top of the world. He heard the calling of his country. He enlisted in the military. Unfortunately, as a Navy SEAL, he lost his life in an exercise and a mission in Afghanistan back in 2005. Well, to keep his memory alive, some of his family and friends have been putting on a special bareback riding event for 6 years. This is the seventh year, and if for the first time ever, it was sanctioned, licensed by the PRCA, put together with one of their extreme bull riding events, and that's just a pure bull riding event for PRCA cowboys. They held this event last week in the memory of Danny Diaz, the PRCA bareback rider, and Navy SEAL. So think how tough these guys have to be to get off riding bucking horses that are trying to get out there and maybe stomp on you when they can if you get off. This cowboy heard the calling and answered his country's call. And in his memory now, one of the premier specialty events of rodeo went off this last weekend. Now, so, got me to thinking. I have all the old books from 1939 to about 1979 of what used to be the PRCA official rodeo magazine, where they kept the stats and stories from rodeo. Great contributing editors like Foghorn Clancy. There's a name for you. He was one of the first famous rodeo announcers. Anyway, I got to reading these books several years ago, and I noticed that during World War II, several of our ranch cowboys, our rodeo cowboys, were called to duty to serve overseas, whether it was in the European theater or the Orient. And they always, in those books, gave a story about the passing of the known members of what was called the Cowboy Turtles Association in those days. And I just thought, well, maybe we've gone full circle now. You know there's got to be some other guys out there, young guys that were starting with rodeo. Maybe went through Little Bridges, high school rodeo, college rodeo, got their PRCA card, but heard the calling of a country in need and answered that call. So I'm going to pay a little bit more attention now when I go to my favorite rodeos and try to find out if we have any more stories like this I can share with the world. So Danny Diaz, as long as we have your name and your memory in our minds, your efforts will go on living. With that, Dan, give us another song and come back, and we'll see what else we have to bring to the world on Radio Rodeo. Well, there's a song from a guy with rose-colored glasses. Yeah, we surely enjoyed that. John Conley, I had the pleasure of putting on a concert with him when he was topping the country with his hits. A guy, now listen to this. He was an embalmer. He put on funerals till he broke into country music. There's something you can answer if you're ever on The Millionaire. Now back to the wisdom of Bix Bender. And this still has some sense today, his next little tip. He says, when you get to where you're going, the first thing you got to do is take care of the horse that you rode in on. Hey, think about it. You get to where you're going in that hot rod car you got now, you got to take care of it. Check that tire pressure. Check that oil. Put some gas in it and clean out all those fast food wrappers. Take care of that Ford Mustang if you're lucky enough to drive that. Another bit of Wacko Wayno's humor here. Now, we've talked about the specialty rodeo, but there's something I want to talk about. I'm coming to you from Cheyenne, Wyoming, and that's the home of Cheyenne Frontier Days. And we'll be having that little rodeo come this next July through July 31. I want to give them a little plug because it is still the daddy of them all. We're going to have 9 days of regular PRCA rodeos. They kick it off with a rodeo now called the, well, I can't think of the name right now. It escapes. The Cinch Rodeo, which is a specialty event. They do that on Friday to get us all tuned up so we can do the 9 days of rodeo. Specialty event to give the Cowboys a little bit more extra money. Because you know the Cowboys don't get a contract. The only money they make to get down the road is what they may win at a rodeo. That's why they all pitch in and help one another. And a lot of them are going to be here for those 10 days, last 10 days in July. What kind of events do they have in Cheyenne? Well, I'm just going to give you a rundown, and I will be at my 69th. And you do the math. I will be at my 69th Cheyenne Frontier Days this July 22nd. What am I going to be seeing? Well, of course, the 10 days of rodeo or 9 days of rodeo. Then we have 4 Western parades where they have antique wagons pulled by horses and mules who come to us from all over the country. These are original Western wagons like you see in any cowboy movie. Overland stagecoaches, some of the other stagecoaches, marching bands, of course. Hey, and a few years ago, they even had one of them floating balloons, but that didn't make it to the next one. Why? Because it's Frontier Days. Now, what do we do during the day when we're not at a parade and then a rodeo? Well, at nighttime, we get entertained by some of the top entertainers in the country. Listen to some of these guys that are going to be here, or gals, this year. But the big thing, and backed by popular demand for the second time, and remember, they're coming to Cheyenne, Wyoming to rodeo, we're talking about the legendary band Kiss. We'll be here for their second time in about 5 or 6 years. I don't know much about one of these other groups called Fallout Boy. Another one that I've seen on the award shows, that Florida Georgia Line. That's a group of guys and gals that get up there and really sing some of the modern stuff. Kenny Chesney will be out one night. We've got the Western Art Shows. We've got an authentic-looking Western town with vendors. You can get anything you need in the world. You can see everything in a 3-day trip to Cheyenne. You can take part of the free pancake breakfast. We do 4 of them throughout the week. And I mean to tell you, you get a free pancake breakfast complete with the flapjacks, a slice of ham, and every once in a while they'll sneak an egg in. Real authentic Native Americans dancing in the morning, people singing. The sweethearts of the rodeo queens down there helping cook those pancakes, getting them out. They will feed more than 10,000 people on any one day in that pancake breakfast. A little more insight. We just don't do a pancake breakfast for the fun of it. It is also a exercise, a civil defense, for mass feeding, should we have a major flood or some other disaster like we had years ago when a tornado came to our town. They were there to feed the people in need, and we keep that going. We're going to have the Indian Village. You can come and see an authentic Indian Village with the teepees and our Native Americans in there, and they'll tell you the stories and sell you a wind whistle and a dream catcher, only in Cheyenne. And while you're at the Indian Village, Ram Tough trucks will be running up and down an obstacle course where you can do a test drive in one of those trucks. And if you don't like it, well, there's the entertainment at the local dancing saloons that we're kind of famous for in Cheyenne Frontier Days. But it is a family show. Check them out. Go to CDF.com, CheyenneFrontierDays.com. There's still time to get some good tickets and make a trip to Cheyenne for the daddy of them all. Now, Don, I'm going to close with one more bit of cowboy common sense from Vic Spender. And it says, no tree is too big for a short dog. You just have to lift him up. Now, there's a thought to go to sleep on, ladies and gentlemen. If, Don, if you can find that Happy Trails song again with Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, let's fade out with that. And I ask everybody to be back with us in 2 weeks, Wednesday night, for Radio Rodeo. Take it away, Don. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being a part of Radio Rodeo on the BBS.com Internet Radio Network. Thank you, Don, for engineering us. Be with us again, ladies and gentlemen, in 2 weeks. Wayne Spencer from Cheyenne saying good night, all.